The MFR Shinty Show with Ian Auld on MFR 2.
Welcome to the MFR Shinty Show. On this week's show, we'll look ahead to the first round of the Macaulay Cup. We'll hear from Bute manager Barry Martin and also John McRitchie at Lovett. Also, we're joined by Scotland boss Drew McNeil. Drew, a very good afternoon to you.
And you, Ian, and all our listeners.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah, good Saturday down at Drummond Rocket, and the rain stayed away. It was blustery, but no, good day.
And a good win for Glenurquhart as well. We'll touch on that later on. But, you know, there was the only Premier Division game on that weekend. And, you know, I think they're up to the fourth in the tables now. So it's a good win for them.
Yeah, they had to win that game. Doesn't matter how they won it, as long as they won it, they get the 2 points.
And also the McTavish Cup and Glasgow Celtic Society Cup. We know the final lineup now. It'll be Kyles versus Oban in the Glasgow Celtic final, and also Fort William against King Youssey in the McTavish Cup.
Yeah, good finals. Not quite what we predicted last week, I don't think, but we won't say too much about that.
Won't dwell on that. Let's start to look ahead to the Macaulay Cup first round, and a real cracking tie. Last year's runners-up Inverary welcome South Division 1 leaders Bute, and here's their boss Barry Martin.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We obviously played them earlier on this season in the Celtic Cup, and it was quite a close game. If it hadn't been for maybe the Celtic Cup rules, obviously, you've got the bigger box, and you know, any fouls conceded in that box, you're giving away a penalty, and also the direct free hits. Because that game actually turned out, the game itself, there was only 2 goals scored from both teams, one each from direct play. The rest were all from dead ball situations. So no, nothing to fear. When we go to Inverary this Saturday, we've been playing not too bad this year so far, and just need to wait and see how it goes.
And as you say, you're playing not bad. You're, good form as well, top of South Division 1, and can, take real confidence from your league form this season.
Yeah, obviously, it's been a step down, from the Premier, but, we're tucking away the goals, and I think also goals conceded. We've only conceded 2 in the league this year so far, so, it's working at both ends of the park now. Defence are good and tight, but, and the forwards are also scoring.
Inverary have been a kind of thorn in your side in the Macaulay Cup in the last couple of years. They beat you last year, and the year before that as well. So they're a side that you know well in this competition.
Aye, I wouldn't say a bogey team, but they're a team we've come up against many times over the years. Celtic Cup finals, and they're just they've always managed to get the upper hand of us. Okay, there's been a couple of occasions a couple of years ago we gave them a right doing in the Scottish Cup in the Camlach. We'd think we beat them 7-3 in the Meadows that day. That was a bad day for them, right enough. And we've had others league victories over them as well. So just need to wait and see how it goes.
They went all the way to the final last year. They were beaten by King Youssey in the final last year in extra time. And, they're a side who do well in the cup competitions as well. They were off they come off the back of a defeat to Kyle. So they might be hurting from that, Celtic semi-final loss at the weekend.
That's right. You always need to be on your toes to be, when you are playing Inverary, as you say, they've got a lot of good quality players. And Russell McKinley, Gary McPherson, even Toad and goals, they've got the experience and the quality there as well, so we won't be underestimating by any chance.
As we talked about earlier on, your league form is good this season as well, coming down from the Premier. Have you been happy enough with it this season so far?
Bar the Celtic Cup, we've been quite good. We've had a couple of good wins in the Camlach Cup so far. We put Caberfae out in the preliminary round, and then Skye a couple of weeks ago was out, and so playing against North First Division teams, they've been good tough games, but we've always we've certainly managed to get the upper hand of them, no bother. We've had quite a good season so far.
I think I spoke to you right at the start of the season when you beat Aberdour, we talked about the level of competition in South Division 1 this year. Glasgow, Midder, Gael are up there alongside Lochside Rovers. The likes of Tynholt have come good as well in the last couple of weeks. But, what have you made of the competition, so far in South Division 1?
Well, it's certainly disappointing compared to the North. When you see the North First Division, it's not got the same quality. And that's just, something I don't know how they're going to address that either by, the teams that's in the South First Division, the only way they're going to get better is playing better opposition each week. But obviously, they don't get the luxury of that. It's obviously we're the team that we've beaten this year, so, Ballyfoolish there on Saturday in the Cup, you know, Ballymore Cup, they raised their game for us, you know, and it was quite a tough game. Okay, we won 3-0, but we didn't get it easy, you know, we had to fight for it.
The MFR Shinty Show on MFR 2.
Bute manager Barry Martin on the MFR Shinty Show, and Drew, they go into this Cup tie on the back of two Cup wins over Skye in the Camina Cup and Ballymore last weekend in the quarter final, a 3-0 win for them. And they've been playing some not bad stuff this season.
I think they'll go in quite confident that the habit of winning is a great habit, and Inverary aren't quite in that vein at the moment. They've, you know, winning games, losing games, but Bute have gone down. The problem for Bute is just maintaining that Premier Division standard that they had last season and just producing it against another Premier Division team.
They're unbeaten in South Division 1, top of the table as well, so they kind of look favourites to go back up there. And as you say, that word confidence as well, they can take a lot of that into the Cup tie away to Inverary this weekend.
Yeah, and they've got a number of good Premier Division players, you know, that would get into a lot of first teams. Maybe the likes of Robert Walker up front at the moment, he's scoring loads of goals and he's a real classy striker. He would get into any team, I think.
15 goals in 7 games as well, so he's one for Inverary to watch out for on Saturday.
Yeah, he is a real sharpshooter. He's very fast with his stick as well and scores regularly. He scored regularly in the Premier Division as well, to be honest. He's always somebody I made sure we kept a tight eye on, you know.
One team who have beaten Bute this year are Inverary. It was 4-2 in the Celtic Cup in the early rounds, and a win there that kind of still hurts Barry a little bit.
Yeah,
a defeat, sorry.
You could see that he doesn't like that. I said last week about Inverary are kind of Celtic society specialists. There's a bit of a difference with the rules there, where if you commit a foul, it's a direct shot, and you know Barry felt that was what undone them, so he needs to not worry about it this week. He doesn't have that problem, and I think Inverary will be in for a tough game. I could see Bute perhaps turning them over.
We spoke about Inverary in there. You know, they're Cup specialists in the Celtic Cup. They were made the final last year of the Macaulay Cup, beaten by King Youssef in extra time. A game which they'll still have bad memories of as well. So they'll be desperate to avenge that and go all the way again this year. Of course, they won it 2 years ago.
Yeah, they'll be disappointed losing last week. It looks like they lost. You know, Giles are rolling everybody over at the moment. Fair play to them. But, that, you know, coming off a bad result, they may expect to beat Bute. I do think that that'll be a tough game for Inverary.
Inverary have beaten Bute in the last two Macaulay Cup years, 2009 and last year's semi-final win for them, 9-0. And as we spoke about there with Barry, he's still, and obviously still grieving after that defeat. But for Bute going down into South Division 1, we spoke about the level of competition there. They'll want to show that they can still hack it at a Premier Division level by beating a Premier Division team.
Yeah, they need to maintain their standards and not drop down to South Division 1. I think, you know, Inverary appear to have been beating Bute quite readily, but I think, to be fair, Inverary have been the dominant team in the South, so they could probably hold that over everybody.
Let's have a look at the rest of the ties. Another one on the card here that's a quite interesting one too. North Division 1 leaders Kinloch Shiel up against the reigning Premier Division champions Nita Moore, and we've already seen this season from Kinloch Shiel. They ran King Youssef very close in the McTavish Cup quarter final, and Nita Moore will be on the guard this weekend.
Yeah, but Kinloch Shiel come off a bad defeat by Cabers. Kinloch Shiel's Finlay McRae is away just now in Guatemala doing some charity work, and you know Finlay's possibly their best player, so they missed him last week. They lost to Cabers. Perhaps the team might be thinking they can't win without Finlay, I don't know. Newton Moore coming off a bad result, right enough, but the pitch doesn't actually suit Kinloch Shiel. I mean, they prefer a big expansive space themselves. Mm-hmm. So it'll actually suit Newton Moore just slightly, I think, that pitch. Mm-hmm.
Which is why they did so well at the Dale a few weeks ago.
Yeah, because they are a good shinty team. They like to get the ball down and play passes about and whatnot. So, no, that, you know, I think if it'd been 2 or 3 weeks ago, Kinloch Shiel would be more confident, but not having Finlay this week will be difficult for them.
We spoke to Norman MacArthur last week on the MFR Shinty Show, the Newton Moore boss, just after they beat Fort William in the Premier Division. Then last weekend they lost to him in the McTavish Cup semi-final at home as well, so that's maybe, you know, a thing to look out for Kinloch Shiel, because Nita Moore will be desperate to get back on track.
Yeah, they've got big players there with, you know, they've just lost a very good opportunity to get to McTavish final, so they won't want to let the Macaulay slip through their hands just as easily.
And we always speak about this as well, especially the big boys. They want to win as many trophies as they can, and they're in it to win it, and especially with the Macaulay Cup, it's just the same as every other trophy.
Yeah, and they'll know that, you know, it's a banana, it's technically a banana skin kennel shield, so they need to, you know, make sure they put them away.
Excellent stuff. And the next tie we'll look at is Glasgow Muirthegyle versus Open Celtic, an all South Division 1 clash. Glasgow Muirthegyle second in South Division 1, no defeats so far in the league for George Hayes' men, but Open Celtic with only one win from six.
Yeah, I still think GMA are just slightly underperforming. They only managed, well, it seems a bit harsh on Aberdour, they only managed to beat Aberdour 3-2. They did win GMA, but it just shows that Aberdour are picking up their game.
Both teams go into the game winning their respective away ties at the weekend, Aberdour as you mentioned there, and Open Celtic beat Kilmore away, so you know, both going into this game with on the back of a win, which was Open Celtic's first win of the season.
Yeah, and you know, home tie probably should swing it, you would hope for you almost prefer the home tie. GMA be Open Celtic, I would think GMA should come through there.
They've played each other twice this season and well, produced 14 goals, so perhaps this is one to look out for this weekend. There could be goals aplenty. Glasgow Muirthegyle, both winners on both occasions, the 4-3-1 in the Celtic Cup, then in the South Division 1. So yeah, 7 goals in each game, probably 0-0 now.
Oh, I keep on expecting GMA to turn up a 0 at some point, because I know they could defend last year, but this year their defence is I don't know where they've all gone to. I need to ask George Hay to next week where his defence has gone.
Perhaps we'll ask him that very question indeed. But you know, Glasgow Muirthegyle, they might see this as a chance. With all due respect to Open Celtic, you know, Glasgow Muirthegyle beat them twice already this season. They're second in the division behind Bute, and this is a real chance for them to progress.
Yeah, and if they get through this round, they could maybe pull a Premier Division team, and then they can see where they are after last season. Now they've dropped down in division, can they, you know, produce a good game in the next round if they get through this one?
Another Open, this time Open Camanachd away to Kilmore, and again Kilmore, who lost to Open Celtic last weekend in South Division 1, their only win this season was away to Tynholt. So you know, it's a big ask for Kilmore, but it's a kind of relatively easier tie for Oban Camanachd.
Yeah, it's a good tie for Oban, and again they won again last week. You know, they were 2-2 at half time with Tynholt, which was a fantastic performance for 45 minutes, but the experience obviously came through. You'd expect Oban to win against Kilmore quite readily.
We spoke to Fraser Ingalls from Tynholt as well last week, and you know, 2-2 at half time, you maybe, you know, thought there was a wee surprise on the cards, but you know, fair play to Oban. They eventually, like you say there, the experience shone through in the end, and they managed to, you know, to get the win and progress to that final, and they've got a real chance at some silverware now.
Yep, Owen will expect to put up a fantastic performance. You know, it'd be always great to get the final, and it is a one-off game, so you know, current form or past form shouldn't really count when you come to the final.
3 wins from 8 in the Premier Division this year for Owen, and you know, there's been some great performances. The win at King UC stands out as well, but there's also been some games where they've been expected to win but they haven't, so you know, a bit of inconsistency there. They beat Tynholt last week in the semi-finals. Hopefully they can go one better and beat Kilmore and progress in this competition as well.
Yeah, they're coming off a high, so you'd expect them just to carry it on to this Saturday, and you know, I do think they'll just win quite readily against Kilmore.
And like Glasgow Muirthegyle, it's a kind of the easier side of the draw really. They've got a kind of nice pick of the bunch for Oban, and like Glasgow Muirthegyle, a real good chance to progress even further in the competition.
Yeah, every time you get an opportunity to progress, you have to take that, and at some point you're going to meet a good team, so that's where your test really comes.
Yep. Kyle's Athletic, the Premier Division leaders, against bottom of the Premier Division Glenorchy. We always say this every week, we think it's going to come, the first win of the season, but it hasn't as yet. It'd be great if it could happen this weekend and really put some cat amongst the pigeons.
I don't know if the Kyle's boys would think that right enough. I think they've put 15 or 16 goals past Glenorchy in the 2 games this season already. Kyle's, for me, the performance on Saturday 4-1, that just shows that they're actually improving, because they had a tighter game against Inverary.
Yep.
So they actually look like they're improving through the season.
They're unbeaten in 8, no Premier Division wins in 8 for Glenorchy. It's a real kind of contrast in fortunes this season for both teams. You saw Glenorchy at the weekend there lose 1-0 away to Glenorchy down at Drum. What did you make of Glenorchy?
Full of effort and endeavour, good tackling, physical. You know, they'll feel probably hard done by, because it appeared to me to be a soft penalty. It was a penalty that broke the deadlock. I mean, I imagine the Kyles forward line's a bit sharper than Glenorchy's at the moment. I think Glenorchy had 14 chances in the first half and didn't take them. You know, Kyles will convert their chances quite readily.
Is that something that Glenorchy will have to do? Is, you mentioned their good effort and really pull together and defend as a team and really defend for their lives, because Kyles will no doubt be looking for goals this weekend, and if you've got any chance of beating them, you'll have to defend very well.
Yeah, Kyles will come out the blocks and expect to score early on. But, you know, Glenorchy last week, they really did stick at it right the way through, right to the end. And they'll feel hard done by they didn't get a point from that. They didn't deserve a point, but they'll feel hard done by that they didn't get one.
Glenorchy have a goal difference of minus 43. Doesn't make good reading, but Kyles Athletic, we mentioned earlier on, a few teams there feel of confidence. You know, they're flying high at the moment. They're top of the Premier Division. They've made a final at the weekend as well, and this could be a real great season for them.
Yeah, it's started off fantastically well for them. It doesn't look like the wheels are going to come off the wagon. This seems like a really easy tie for them, and it's just going to set them up for further on in the season. They're just going to keep rolling on.
There's another all Premier Division tie. There's another two still to come, but one of them is Lovett versus Fort William. And earlier today, I caught up with Lovett boss John McRitchie. John, a big tie for you in the Macaulay Cup first round against Fort William this weekend. A home tie, but a tie you'll be looking forward to.
Yeah, it's be a difficult tie against Fort William. They seem to be hitting form at the moment, but it seems to be playing at home after about 4 or 5 weeks on the road. So we'll look forward to playing at home and enjoy the game against Fort William.
Fort William themselves have had a kind of rocky couple of weeks. They lost to Anita Moore in the league, and you know, a few people were kind of writing their chances of the Premier Division title off. Then they went down to Anita Moore and beat them 3-1 in the McTavish Cup as well. So you know, they've turned their kind of season around a little bit in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think they've got one or two players back. We had a couple of guys were down at Anita Moore who watched the game and thought that they were very strong, especially across the middle of the park. That's where we'll have to try and match up along there.
You played them earlier in the season as well, start of April, a 0-0 draw as well, and is that a game you can look back and take some confidence from?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you played really well that day, and I think both teams were quite happy to come away with a point apiece. But we've got a few injuries in this game, so we're missing three probably our main players. But it's a cup game, so the league pressure's off, and hopefully we might relax a bit and hopefully raise our game.
With regards to the league as well, when you look at the league table, you're level on points with Fort William as well, albeit they've played a game more than you. But, you know, in the last couple of weeks, you know, you've started to get some wins under your belt as well.
That's right. We've got a settled team now, and we've had a good result away at Linacre and away at Oban, and we're very unfortunate to not come away with at least a draw down at Inverary. So we've got a settled lineup, and that seems to be working for us. We'll probably line up the same way on Saturday and just take it from there and hopefully get a positive result.
It was Fort William who ended your Macaulay Cup campaign last year in the quarterfinals at a 6-0 win that day for them as well. So is there revenge on the cards?
Well, we will have a completely different team this year. Last year we were about 10 boys short, and it was the same weekend as Rockney. So hopefully we'll have a closer result and a better game than it was this time last year.
And I think you said earlier on as well, a cup tie, anything can happen on the day, and you know, hopefully you can spring a surprise.
Yeah, if we play to the best of our ability, catch them in an off day, and if we get a bit of luck on our side, you never know, we might just sneak through to the next round.
I think the draw for the next round is away to Glenorchy or King Usaid. Is that something you look forward to, or is it just kind of, you know, one game at a time, let's not get carried away and let's take on Fort William first of all?
Yeah, I mean, if we get through the Fort William tie, I think we'd be doing extremely well. But playing Kinnish and Glenorchy previously, that would be another good game if we got that far.
And just looking ahead at your fixtures in the next couple of weeks as well, I think you're away to Kamali the week after as well. But you know, we touched on in the league campaign there, you're starting to pick up some points, and you'll be looking to, you know, maintain that good run of yours.
Yeah, it's another away game. That'll be about, I think, 5 games in the trot away from home in the league, which hopefully will benefit us in the second half. But Kamali have been well as well since they've come up, so it certainly won't be easy down at Cole, but we'll fancy our chances, and hopefully if we come away there with a point or two, that'll keep us right in the mix, and that'll set us up for the second half of the season with a run of home games that will hopefully help us consolidate in the middle of the league at least.
Back to home comforts, and best of luck this weekend against Fort William.
Okay, thank you very much.
Listen again online at mfr.co.uk/shinty.
Lovett manager John McRitchie on the MFR Shinty Show, and drew another all Premier Division tie, but this one is a game that Lovett can look forward to. They're at home as well, and Fort William in the last 2 weeks, I know they beat Needham Moor last week, but a bit up and down this season.
Yeah, it's funny that John was saying there that, you know, Lovett have got themselves sorted out and they've got their positions and whatnot. They feel they've got their strongest team now, they know what it is and they're using it. I think that's the difference with Fort William. They actually haven't discovered what their best team is, but it's interesting they've gone back to the tried and tested, and probably I think the best centre line in Shinty, which was Gary Innes, Neil McPhee and John McDonald across the middle. So I think John's noticed that and he realises he's going to have to combat that. You can win games from the midfield, mm-hmm. and Fort William have gone back to a tried and tested system that works well for them.
They did draw with them in April, a 0-0 draw as well that day, and you know, we spoke about Glenorchy there, they'll need to be at their very best defensively, and that day Lovett got the 0-0 draw, they kept a clean sheet, and they'll need something similar added to, with a bit of attacking ability to get something against Fort William.
Yeah, on that day both the goalies were good that day, they're both young lads, and I noticed young Paul, Fort William goalie, had a good game last week, so he's building confidence. It'll be difficult for Lovett that game, but it's not to say they can't win that, because you know they've got the defence that could hold the Fort William forward line. The difficult will be is competing in midfield and getting enough ball for their forwards, but then sometimes hitting on the break sometimes better in Shinty than just having too much ball.
We spoke about Needham Moor, Kyles Athletic. Fort William will want to be up there and amongst the contenders for all the trophies this season. They've certainly given themselves a great chance in the McTavish Cup by reaching the final. They'll play King Youssey in June, and they'll want to be up there fighting for the Macaulay Cup.
Yeah, Fort William of old would have no fear of going to Balgate. You know, they would expect to go up there and win quite comfortably. It's changed days nowadays. You know, Lovett have improved. All these teams have improved, I think. You just need to look and see what the league is like, and it's just so compressed with all these both teams taking points off each other.
7 points from a possible 16 for Lovett, and 7 points from a possible 14 for Fort William. They've played a game less than Lovett, but Lovett are drawing the level with them on points. So there's not, like you say, in the Premier Division, teams can take points from each other, apart from Kyles Athletic, that is. But, you know, everyone, you know, is quite equal at the moment.
Kyles just, they seem to have had their team right from the first game of the season. It hasn't changed that much. They just have got the balance right. They've got the midfield right, the forward line and defence. It all seems very well balanced, the whole team, and you know, it's obviously paying dividends for them.
Well, best of luck to John McRitchie and the boys at Lovett for this weekend. Let's continue our look over the Macaulay Cup first round, and this one that stands out is a derby, Lochaber versus Camali, a real kind of tough one to predict, Drew.
Yeah, the Lochaber Camali games have sometimes been damp squids, but Camali will be a little bit disappointed. You know, they seem to get back into the game at 4-3. They hit the post and missed a penalty, whatnot. So they'll feel a little bit hard done by. But Lochaber are back. They're scoring goals. I fancy Lochaber quite strongly in this game.
They scored 7 at the weekend to make the Ballymore Cup semi-finals, beating Lochaber 7-1. They lost to Camali though in the McTavish Cup quarter final back in April 2-1. So is that an early indication of what we can expect this weekend from these two sides? Maybe a close contest, but perhaps Camali just edging it?
No, I think Lochaber have moved on. Ben Delaney got 4 goals last year. Ben's a good little striker. They've got Lachlan up front. He's got that strength. Camali's strength is in the forward line. I mean, every time I see them, their forwards are finishing the game extremely strong, retaining possession, making teams work. You know, they possibly should have got a draw against Canusi last week. But Lochaber can produce a good defensive display. I just think Lochaber at home, Lochaber will take this with the current form they're in.
And like we spoke about Bute earlier on, you know, up against a Premier Division side, they want that scalp as well. These two clubs, you know, were only 1 point separated them last year in North Division 1, and Lochaber, of course, going well in North Division 1 this season as well. But they'll be looking to show that they can hack it with the big boys, and they'll look to bring down the local rivals, of course, a Premier Division scalp for them as well.
Yeah, the difficulty for Bute is when they're in South Division 1, they don't have the opposition that the North Division 1 guys have. We've already shown what Kinlochshiel can do against Canusie. You know, Lochaber have had difficult games all season, unlike Bute, who have had, you know, some fairly easy games. Lochaber are battle-hardened and ready for Comalie, I would imagine.
Comalie, another side who do well in the cup competitions as well. We touched on their McTavish Cup semi-final defeat last week to Canusie. They lost to Canusie in the final of the McTavish Cup last year, but you know, again, they're a side who tend to do well in the cup competitions.
No, you know, they have done well. If it had been at Coole, it'd be different, but the game being at Spain, you know, I just think the you know, Lochaber should, I just think they'll produce one of these displays that they can do and progress the next round.
And finally, the final tie of the McCulloch Cup first round, Glenarchart up against Canusie. Now, you know, this is a difficult one for Canusie.
Yeah, I don't think they know what their strongest team is yet. You know, but they're fortunate they've always got the ace in the pack with Ronald. He got three again last week. So Glenarchart will just need to find a way of being more successful in front of goals themselves, you know. Unless the Canusie defence will be a lot stronger than Glenorchy's. But Glenarchart are creating chances. If they can just start taking the chances like they did against Comalie when it was 5 or 4-1, I can't quite remember. That sort of performance would be good enough to beat Canusie, I would think.
They drew 0-0 with Canusie in March, but I think you touched on it there. That was a side who didn't have Ronald Ross in the pack. Now they do. And Ronald, I think he's got, 13 goals and 4 since coming back. It's a tremendous tally, you know, in 4 games, let alone a season. But, you know, Ronald's back on form now, and it's a different prospect for Glenarchart this weekend.
Yeah, it is. But they need to go in with the mindset of having to score at least 3 goals. You know, maybe 3 might not be enough, but, you know, at least defend extremely stoutly and then, you know, take some chances up front. You know, they have to be scoring 3 or 4 goals every game.
In those 4 games that Ronald's come back, I can think of 2, obviously at the weekend against Comalie, and then obviously Kinlochshiel in the McTavish Cup quarterfinals. 2 very close contests as well, so perhaps not a lot in the games, and that maybe give Glenarchart a little bit of a chance.
Glenarchart being at home, you know, any team in a cup game being at home, they should, you know, put up a good show. The other thing, Glenarchart's second team's on the morning before that, so they expect an extra crowd, a home crowd. You thought it should be a good crowd supporting Glenarchart against Canusie. That would be another thing in their favour.
And the Premier Division as well, they're making, you know, quite progress towards the top end of the division. They're up to 4th now, 9 points from 8 games, and have played a few games more than the rest right enough, but you know, they're coming up quite quietly.
Yeah, they limped across the line on Saturday, would be the best way to describe it, but that's not a bad thing. I suppose if they'd come off a good win, they might go into the Canusie game thinking they were better than they were. In actual fact, they need to scrap for every point.
Let's have a look at the draw then for the McCulloch Cup second round, and one which, at the moment the fixture list is a bit kind of all over the place depending on if teams progress and what have you. And I think John McRitchie touched on it there, which is a vital point. He did say last year they struggled because most of his team were at Rockness. And the 11th of June is the second round of the McCulloch Cup ties that is the date they'll take place, and that's also the date of Rockness. So if Lovett progress, hopefully the guys are not fancying Kasabian or Paolo Nettini or the Chemical Brothers this year. But let's have a look at the second round draw. Glenarchart or Canusie will face Lovett or Fort William. And I think, you know, looking at that, you'd possibly go with a Canusie-Fort William tie.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, current form, yeah, definitely.
Which would be good for John McRitchie and his boys, because if he was to go to Canusie with all his guys at Lovett, all his guys at Rockness, then there'd be trouble.
I don't think he should point this out, because Lovett boys would be thinking that's a Saturday off, we'll just go to Rockness now.
The other games as well in the second round, Glenorchy or Kyles will face Inverary or Bute. Now, you'd probably fancy Kyles Athletic for a home tie in the quarterfinals. And possibly against Inverary, which will be a rerun of the Glasgow Celtic Society Cup semi-final.
Yeah, the Kyles are, you know, I don't know if Inverary would look to meet Kyles again, not be too happy facing them again.
Kilmorie or Oban Camaract will play Glasgow Midderguile or Oban Celtic, and perhaps I think maybe an Oban Glasgow Midderguile quarter final was a nice ring to it.
Yeah, it sounds most likely that's the one or that two. Yeah,
and then potentially depending on the McTavish Cup final progression. Well, we all know that Newton Moore haven't made the McTavish Cup quarter final, so they're away to either Lochaber or Camali if they can see off Kinloch Shiel this weekend in their quarter final tie. And again, well, I think the Lochaber Camali tie is a very difficult one to call, but Kinloch Shiel, Newton Moore, you never know what can happen in the day.
That's difficult, and again, Lochaber or Camali will have the home tie against Kinloch Shiel or Newton Moore. The home tie is just so important.
And yeah, exactly what you say. I mean, Newton Moore won't fancy going away to either Lochaber or Camali.
No, difficult ties.
Elsewhere this weekend in North Division 1, Strathglass take on Bewley. Skye travel to Inverness. In North Division 3, Ardnamurchan are away to Lewis. In South Division 1, it's Tennant versus Ballahoolish. That's at Ballahoolish. In South Division 2, Colglen take on Tayforth. And the Strathdairn Cup, Lovett are at Tom to Lochcarron. Aberdeen Uni travel to Clanurquhart. Fort William face Kinloch Shiel. Newton Moore tackle Inverness. Camali welcome Caberfae. Skye travel to Bulliskin. And Glengarry face Bewley. And Kingussie are away to Lochbroom. That's almost it for the MFR Shinty Show. Don't forget you can go onto mfr.co.uk/shinty and you can listen back to all the shows, all the previous shows. They're all on there. But before we go, Drew, if I can ask you to predict, I'll not ask you to predict Ollie, that's a bit much. I'll ask you to predict four, and I'll go with Inverary versus Bute.
Difficult one this. I was tempted to go for Bute, but 3-2 to Inverary.
3-2 Inverary. Kinloch Shiel versus Newton Moore.
Oh, gee, didn't give us any easy ones, did you? 4-1 to Newton Moore.
And I'm going to make it even harder. Lochaber versus Camali.
3-2 to Lochaber.
And finally, Glenarkert versus Kingussie.
3-1 to Kingussie.
Excellent stuff. Those predictions will be on the website, and you can take on the Scotland boss, Drew McNeil. And Drew versus you, just post your predictions on the comments page, or you can email sport@mfr.co.uk. That's it for the MFR Shinty Show. We'll be back next week. Enjoy your weekend, wherever the Shinty takes you.